Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It is time for Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love. DC, are you there?
I am. I'm here, Barbara. Hi, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I can channel an angel, but this electronic stuff still confuses me. Sorry about that. But I am an angel intuitive. I'm a conscious channel, a healer. I'm an empath, a Reiki master, as well as being a divine healer. And as you know, a radio show host, and I'm also certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I have a hard time saying that because every time I try to say that, I get a little whisper in my ear, and it's Joan Rivers saying, yeah, DC, and you're certifiable. So I don't mention it too often because it's hard to keep it together when I'm trying to be serious and she's whispering in my ear. But I do connect, you know, with Jesus, the Ascended Masters, the angels, Mother Mary, my beautiful furry, you know, angel and guide, Ginger, and also, you know, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma, and at that time she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It is a really beautiful and divine connection, and it took me quite a while to realize it, but with being, like, connecting with Joan, she's left this amazing door open, and others from the other side, they have walked through it, and it really has given me, you know, a new perspective on things and a fascinating mixture of divine source, and it really helps me to relate and to work with so many different kinds of people. And prior to, you know, what I'm doing now and these beautiful life-changing experiences, I did have a work background in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357, and I offer, you know, angelic love to serve and protect. And Joan Rivers is saying, you got me, DC, you don't need the 357. But I have come to know that love is what I am, and more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is a force that I now belong to. It's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC.
And thank
I
you.
I am the divinely anointed Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, an innate body practitioner, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom that I've gained from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many years of questioning and seeking the truth, I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus, scroll to the bottom of that page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button should connect you with DC's Facebook page, so that is one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will give you more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find exactly what you've been looking for. All right, now it is time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us today?
Well, I first like to say that Ginger, she posted the show on on our Facebook page to let everyone know. And I have a little problem. My keyboard is not working, Barbara. Some of the letters I can't type. They don't come out. So when I advertise Morning with Jesus, I have to say Morning with Jesus, and I can never get a capital M. And the only way I could get a capital M is to find a letter, like to find a word with a capital M, and then I have to copy it and paste it. So that's why at times when you like read my Facebook page, it looks a little crazy. It's because my keyboard is not working. So it's a challenge to put messages out there, but we're still trying to get them out there to everybody. And I was guided to read this beautiful little prayer, and it's a prayer for manifesting peace and love. And it is written by Lynn Ames. Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, I call upon you now. Please come to me, to my family members of origin, my family members of choice, and those with whom I interact, living or past. Help each of us to be our very best, most authentic selves. Help us to fulfill our divine life's purpose, to be of service, and to shine light wherever we go. Please fill and surround us with divine white light to heal and protect us. Please help each of us to know true inner peace and to radiate that peace outward into the world around us. Please help us to open our arms, our minds, and our hearts and to give and receive love. Help us to know that we are loved, we are loving, and we are lovable. Help us to see and recognize love in the world and in ourselves. Please help us to focus on that love and to spread it everywhere we go. Please help us to be true messengers of love and peace. Help us to lift up ourselves and others in gratitude for your blessings. So it is. Amen. And with that being said, I have a little message from Jesus. Be still and know I am God. My beloved children, each of you at some time or another will face some kind of difficulty in your life. During those times, know that I am with you. When you could sit in silence, you will hear my voice within you, and my love will fill every fiber of your being. Do not worry. Instead, pray. Beloved, you will feel my presence and open doors for solutions. The problems that surround you will no longer have the same effect. They will not live within you causing fear and chaos. Please trust in me. Trust in me when times are hard. Become filled with love, because becoming filled with anger, it does not allow me to come in and bring you peace that you are needing. I ask that you cast your burdens upon me. Speak to me aloud or speak to me in silence. Beloveds, I can hear you. This will bring comfort and peace as the lines of communication are open. Trust that I hear everything you are saying and know that I am always willing to listen to the cries of your soul. And I want to bring love, joy, and comfort into your heart, replacing any darkness with light. As you trust me and allow for the bigger picture to unfold, you will be able to tune into my divine frequency. Picture it as one of your favorite radio stations. You, beloved children, you are never alone. I am always here waiting for you. Please, make time for us daily. I want to hear everything that you have to say. You can talk to me just as you are and just as you would a dear friend. It is as simple as that. I am with you every moment of every day. You don't have to go anywhere special to be with me. I often hear you in times of trouble. I am here for you now and always, and I would like to hear from you in happier times, as well. I know in each moment what you are needing, and as you confide in me, I will help you by communicating through your heart, your soul, and your spirit. You will feel my guidance on a conscious level. You may have an aha moment finding a solution that comes out of the blue, or maybe driving down the road and you see a billboard that has the answer to your question. You know, beloveds, I too can be really creative. Even your favorite songs can speak to you and bring guidance. My beloved children, I love you. Why not begin today the right way? Make time with me. You just may be amazed how my presence can make such a beautiful change in your life. I love you. Jesus. And with that being said, okay, Barbara Ginger is wondering, she wants to know, when is the last time that you went to the beach?
I don't go to the beach.
Well, you're going to go right now.
Okay.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to do a little inner child healing, and we are going to the beach because we're in the month of summer, and it's beach time, Barbara, okay?
Okay.
So Ginger is throwing you a pair of flip-flops, a beach ball, and she's giving you a beautiful bright pink bucket with a beautiful shovel, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so the little child within each of you is trying to get your attention. Now, I'm going to refer to her as she, but if there's any gentleman, of course, you know, think of it as he. But she is looking at you and saying, do you remember me? I've been waiting here just to play with you. I'm getting really mad, and I'm stamping my feet. Just know it's never too late to play with your inner child. Please, each of you, hold this beautiful child in a loving embrace and tell them that you are so sorry for ignoring them. Ask for their forgiveness. Let them know that you are here right now and you love them very much, and tell them they are special and you are so excited to connect with the magic that's going to take place as you invite your inner child out to play and go to the beach. Okay, everyone, let's get ready to take that trip. Close your eyes. Slowly begin to breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth. Breathe in love. Breathe out negativity. See yourself as a child once again. You take off your footwear and begin to relax with your inner child as you walk together, and you feel the warmth of the sand on your feet. You hand your beautiful inner child a brightly colored bucket to collect seashells, and you too have your own bucket, and you both begin to collect these beautiful, unique treasures. Your inner child is so excited as she finds a big, beautiful white seashell. You tell her to put the shell up to her ear, and she's going to hear the music of the ocean. She then hands the shell to you, and you hear this beautiful ocean's voice as well. Now it is time to build some sandcastles. You find that you are just as excited as your inner child. You build a beautiful sandcastle. And you realize that even though this amazing creation is only going to be temporary, the time you spend together with your inner child, that is so priceless. So it will last forever. You then tell this beautiful child that the purpose, you know, of our life is to be happy. And you are so excited to share this time with them. And playing in the sand was really a necessity. The time that you both share together fills you with such love and joy. You smell the water, and you feel the sky as the sun shines upon you, and let your soul and spirit fly. Again, the memories that you have made today will last forever. Today, you have healed your inner child and celebrated some precious time together. You have given this beautiful child all the love and nurturing that they have been craving. Your inner child reminds you that you may have a grown-up body, but you still need this time together, and you have gotten to see life through the eyes of a child once again, and you see the world as it should be. You tell your inner child that they are beautiful, they are perfect, and they are loved. You hold her close to your heart, you give her a big kiss, and you realize how beautiful this little person is and what she has taught you, realizing that playing is really an important part of the healing process. You play with the beach ball for a little while, and you tell your inner child, thank you so much, because I now have a new perception of life, and it was you that, you know, gave me that perception. Thank you for sharing your time with me. You let them know that you will get together really soon and you will go on another adventure with them. This beautiful child reminds you that nothing is impossible with them by your side. You hold each other tight, you kiss and you say goodbye for now, and I love you always. Now, slowly, you know, breathe in again, in through the nose, and then out through the mouth. If you have to, wiggle your arms and your legs and come back to the present and open your eyes when you are ready. Are you back with us, Barbara?
Yes, I am. That was nice. Thank you.
Oh. I was losing my voice. I still have a little bit of a cold. I have my voice, but it goes in and out every now and then, so I'm sorry for that. Oh, goodness.
Well, now I feel like...
Now, wasn't it really nice to go to the beach, Barbara?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. But you know what? It doesn't have to be the beach. It could be anywhere you remember as a child. Invite your inner child to that special place. And it's amazing that little bit of time that you spend together, how it could give you a new outlook on the day and everything seems a little bit brighter.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, DC.
Yeah, and you know, Barbara, I have to tell you, I was on, like, yesterday a little bit on Facebook, not much, and I had gotten a message from the archangels telling everyone that we are all surrounded by the powerful healing love that they provide. And they were saying, you know, beloved, stay centered in faith. We are always with you. And I had taken this beautiful picture, and it had all the color of the auras of the archangels. And I saw, you know, royal blue and a fiery red, and that was with Archangel Michael. With Raphael, I saw a beautiful glowing green. And with Jophiel and Ariel, there was a beautiful yellow. And with Archangel Zachiel, when he came in, I saw a beautiful indigo color. And there was hints of pink, and of course that was Shamuel. And there was, you know, little bits of orange, and Archangel Gabriel was there. And there was some violet, and that was Archangel Metatron. But they were saying, we are beings of light. Invite us in, and we will help to transform your life in the most positive ways. We are always ready to assist you on your spiritual journey. We bring guidance and love, wisdom, and healing. And if you go to my page, my Facebook page, you can look at the picture and see, you know, what color resonates with you for today. And it tells you, you know, what the color signifies, what you are needing, and which archangel to connect with. So it was really nice. But it actually took me quite a while to post that, because as I was posting that, I'd go to post it, and there was a message from Whitney Houston in it. And I'm going, Whitney, we love you dearly, but not in the middle of the archangel's post. You know, like they're giving a divine message. And your messages are divine as well, but if the people read them, they wouldn't make sense, because I was talking about the archangels and there's Whitney Houston saying, I will always love you, you know. So I don't know what's going on. The energy's been a little bit crazy, Barbara. So I'm just trying to... Well,
that's just the way life is.
Yes, and Ginger's saying, yep, it's the game of life.
Yes, it is. well, wonderful. Okay, so let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Good morning, my beloved. It is the beautiful start of another day in your life, another day where you get to embrace being whoever it is you are choosing to be, because it is your being that determines everything. Life is not about doing. You understand, you've been taught that it is important for you to do and do and do and do and do, but it's your being that really makes a difference. When you are being love, you are feeling love. You are allowing love in every aspect of your life. then that is what you are creating, and that is what you are bringing more and more of into the world. So it is your being that determines so much. Some of you are being scatterbrained. You are being indecisive. You are being afraid. You are being lonely. You are being overwhelmed. When you are being those things, that is what you are creating. And if you want your life to settle down and to be peaceful, then be peaceful. And we know we make it sound like you can just say, okay, I am now going to be peaceful, and that is what you're going to be. And in a way, that is true. That is what happens when you make that decision. When you allow yourself to change, that is what you start being. And you don't have to figure anything out. You really don't. It's not a matter of you getting your mind to do something. It's a matter of you recognizing that you are the one who is in control, not your mind. It is your mind. So you have control. You get to decide who you are being. You get to look at your life and decide if you want to continue in the energy that you've been continuing in. You are the observer of your life. So who are you being? And we know that for some of you this is totally outside of what you are normally hearing and understanding. But it is time for you to wake up and recognize that you are the observer of your life. Your brain is not in charge. Your body is not in charge. If it were, then you would not be there. You would not be able to see it. You would not be able to observe it. Bring your power back to you. Recognize that you get to choose who you are being, what you are creating, how your life is flowing. This is your opportunity to accept yourself and choose who you are being. You are loved. You are loved, so very, very loved. And that will never change. So who are you being right now? Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
That was beautiful, Barbara. Thank you.
My pleasure. Okay, we are now going to be taking questions from callers. So if you have called in and you have a question, make sure you have pressed the number 1 so that the lovely symbol has appeared on my studio board. Otherwise, you just get to listen because we assume that's what you want. Okay, we will go to our first caller from area code 256. Hi, who's this?
This is Kimberly. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm good.
What can we help you with today?
I would just like a message from Jesus in reference to navigating my next position, employment.
Okay. All right, DC, what are you getting from Billy?
Hi, this is DC, hon. It's great to hear from you again.
Good to hear from
okay.
You.
Okay, I'm trying to see now. I'm picking up like right now. I have to ask you. I just feel like, oh my gosh, like my shoulders are so heavy, Kimberly. You're holding, you know, you've got the weight of the world almost on your shoulders. Okay. I feel like you worry about your problems, but you're carrying like other people's problems as well, Kimberly. Okay. You're trying to like solve everyone's problems, and as you know, you can only, worry about your problems, Kimberly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mother Mary is coming in with Jesus and they want you to have faith, What you're going through like right now is sort of like a little test from the universe, okay? And you've got to know that everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be resolved at the divine perfect time. And even though you can't see, what's ahead of you, what kind of solutions there are, your prayers are answered. And they're usually not answered in the way that you may anticipate. They are resolved in unexpected ways. And, the angels are with you and they're saying, please leave this, leave this up to Jesus, okay? And know that there's a divine solution. And Mother Mary is with you. She's holding you tight. And she's going to help you to just, have a little more faith until, your issues are resolved, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm getting like Ginger's saying you have like your faith is like very, very, it's sort of like she's showing me like an energy meter. It's like it's down right now, Kimberly. Why have you lost faith?
I don't think I've lost faith.
Okay, because I'm getting that, it's just like sort of like the energy of faith is like really down right now. Okay, and I'm getting that this is bringing on maybe like a little bit of confusion. Okay?
Okay.
And just keep everything the way you want it, putting it out there. And you've got, you've got to believe in what you can't see. It's easy to, to believe when everything is going right, but when things aren't actually the way that you want them to be, that's when you really, are shown a test of faith, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also getting, you've got to be clear, and honest, and, with others. Like, Ginger's, drawn a little bit of a line. She's saying that you need to have some boundaries, Kimberly, okay? And you've really got to stand up for yourself, okay? Jesus and Mother Mary are with you, and they're going to help you to say the right words. And you're going to, you will have those boundaries, and you're going to do it in a loving way, okay? And when you speak your truth and you do this in a loving way, you're going to find that others will respect you, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also saying, Kimberly, don't worry, okay? Worrying just, it sort of, puts up this gate. Like, we can't open the gate, and nothing can get through, so we're going to turn any kind of worry that we have into a prayer, which is going to bring about a divine solution, okay? And we've got to know that, when we pray, it is really, really powerful, and it is very positive, okay? And this is going to help because I'm getting, with you, there's a sense of feeling stuck. You feel a little confused, okay? And you don't have the power that you would have if you turned it into a prayer, okay? So whatever you're holding on to, please, at this time, surrender whatever you're feeling to heaven. Allow divine intervention to come in and help you, okay? The angels are showing you this beautiful golden box, Kimberly. They're saying put all your worries in here, okay? So you're handing them your worries. You're putting them in this beautiful golden box. And you see them, you look up, they're going up to heaven. And it's not yours to worry about anymore, okay?
Okay.
So once you put your worries in that box, let go, let God, and, there won't be any more negativity or feeling like, oh, my gosh, I am so stuck, okay? And instead, you're going to say, thank you, you thank Jesus for helping you with this situation, and you're going to notice, oh, my gosh, I do feel so much better right now, and you're shifting from a place of fear to a place of faith, Kimberly, okay?
Okay.
And, there's a lot going on with you because this is sort of like, a new chapter of your life is about to begin. So you're closing the chapter, that you were just reading, it's the old chapter, of your book of life, okay? And there's a beautiful, beautiful new chapter awaiting you, okay? So going to feel this beautiful new energy. It could be over the next couple of days, maybe over the next couple of weeks. But you're going to say, oh, my gosh, I feel so much better. I know, you know, what direction I'm going in. This is really exciting. And really, you're really intuitive. So just, you know, listen to the message you the messages you're receiving intuitively. And it's going to guide you, you know, in the direction of your dreams, okay? And you're also going to find out some, like, new things about yourself that you didn't know. So this is really an exciting time. Just embrace it. And, you know, as you know, life is forever changing. And you know, you're evolving by leaps and bounds, Kimberly, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, be open to, you know, all the beautiful blessings that are coming your way. And know that there is, you know, there is a divine resolution coming for you as well. I don't know if you're getting out in nature, but nature really helps you, you know, to bring those dreams into fruition a lot faster. Okay, so do you get outside and, you know, connect with Mother Nature?
I do.
Okay, well, keep doing that because that really does help, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and Mother Mary is asking, please, she's saying, my beloved Kimberly, stay optimistic. Okay? No matter what you feel is going on right now, you know, things are going to be, you know, they're going to resolve themselves, okay? So just, you know, positive, and you're going to attract more and more blessings into your life, you know? Every day when you get up, say a couple things that you're grateful for, okay? And it's just going to help you, and it's going to, the universe is going to want to gift you more, okay? Be optimistic.
Okay.
And know that, you know, all is well. And keep saying that, like, on a daily basis, you know. All is well. And you are going to believe that, honey, okay?
Okay.
And I'm seeing, I don't know, have you been seeing butterflies lately, Kimberly?
Yes, especially, well, dragonflies. Butterflies,
okay.
Dragonflies.
Yeah, because they're just letting you know, like, girlfriend, it's time for you to move on. It's time for you to, you know, to have some fun, to connect with your joy. And you like those dragonflies and those butterflies, it's time for you to evolve and take flight, okay? There's going to be wonderful new opportunities. They're going to flutter your way. And this is going to be like an amazing time for you. And you're going to connect with your really, you know, with what you're really passionate about, okay? And again, there's going to be a lot of growth on your part. You know, you're not going to recognize who you are when you come up the other end of this ginger saying, okay?
Okay.
She's saying, oh, my gosh, Mom, she's going to evolve so fast. But, you know, the new beginnings, you know, they're coming. There's going to be new adventures for you to take, okay? And, you know, I'm even getting, I don't know, there might be someone that you haven't met yet that's really outgoing and energetic and optimistic as well as you are, and they may help you on your journey. I don't know exactly how, okay? So get ready for all this beautiful stuff that's coming your way. And just, you know, stay centered, Kimberly. Get out there, connect with Mother Nature, you know, and just, you know, do whatever makes your heart sing, okay?
Okay.
And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you, too. Thank you.
Okay, Kimberly. Okay. I had to make sure my phone wasn't muted. All right. Give me a second here. Okay. So we are going to do some releasing statements. And so I will say a statement, and then you will repeat it out loud. And you are making these statements to your innate body. And you can consider this to be kind of your spiritual mind, or it's a part of you that's not centralized. It's actually everywhere that you have DNA. So your innate body is tied in with every aspect of your being and has the power to help you to change. So the statements that I make are always going to start with dear innate, because that is the way of letting the innate body know that we are talking to it. And you are repeating what I say because you are talking to your own innate body. That's your job, your rights, I had no idea what I was going to say, so I'm just going to let it go. All right, here we go. Dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear Innate, I release all fear.
Dear Innate, I release all worry.
Dear Innate, I release all worry.
Dear Innate, I release all doubts about my own power.
Dear Innate, I release all doubts about my own power.
Dear Innate, I trust in my guidance.
Dear Innate, I trust in my guidance.
Dear Innate, I know I am free.
Dear Innate, I know that I am free.
Take a nice deep breath. How do you feel?
I feel good.
Okay. All right, let me check and see if there's any other statements. And if there aren't, then we'll move into whatever it is Jesus wants to say to you. So give me just a second. Okay, there's one more. Dear Innate, I allow myself to be loved.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to be loved.
Okay. All right, so here is your message from Jesus. My beloved, it is a time of great change in your life. You realize that. Things are moving, and sometimes it feels like they are moving so fast you aren't sure exactly which way to go. But we want you to open your heart and trust. Trust that you will always know what is right for you. Trust in your heart, not your brain. There's a big difference. As you move more and more into connecting with your heart, accepting what your heart is telling you to do, you are making the choices that are going to be making your life bigger and better and more wonderful than it has ever been. Because your brain is simply going to rehash what it already knows. The brain is a wonderful place for storing your history, but it is not a wonderful place for creating your future unless you want to live exactly as you always have lived, which is what your brain will have you do. When you start connecting with your heart, your intuition, your divine knowledge, then you start moving beyond what you have been. You get the opportunity to be so much more, to know so much more, to live so much more. So it is time for you to connect to your heart and to start creating a life that is outside of your comfort zone, the life that will allow you to truly be who you are. So remember this as you are looking for what it is you want to do next. Check in with your heart. Spend some time each day. Just a few moments is all that you need, but you can spend as much time as you like. Going within and asking your heart, what is it that is important to me? And listen to the answers that you receive. And you always will receive answers. Sometimes you will hear a voice. Sometimes you will have a feeling. Sometimes you will see something. Sometimes a book will open and you will read something and it will be the answer to your question. We are always answering you in a variety of ways because we want you to understand what we are saying to you. So spend some time going into your heart and asking the question, what is important to me, and then create your life from that answer. That is how you make those big changes in your life that bring you joy, prosperity, love, happiness, everything that you truly want to live. You have all of the knowledge and all of the power that you need to change your own life. Accept that. And move forward in who you truly are. You are loved. You are always loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to you.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, we are moving to our next caller, and that caller is from area code 805. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. Good morning,
say your
this
name
is Teresa. Good morning.
Hello, Teresa. What can we do for
Hi.
You today?
Oh, I'm just here to get some blessings. You guys are wonderful. I feel it. I feel you this morning. This is beautiful.
Oh, good. Well, I'm so glad that we are here for you. All right. So I'm going to let DC go first. If she's there.
Yes, good morning, Teresa.
Hi, DC.
Hi. I'm getting, I see butterflies around you as I did the last caller.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's going to be a lot of change. And they're going to be really big changes, what Ginger's saying. It's not small changes, okay? And with that change, amazing blessings as well, okay?
Wonderful.
And I know that change is something that, doesn't feel that good to you right now. So we have the Angel of Peace here with you and helping you to stay calm as you move ahead, okay?
Okay.
Please don't worry. Okay, and know you are surrounded by all these beautiful angels, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's, like the children have chalk and they write on the sidewalks. Well, she has chalk and she's writing in the clouds. She's saying, Teresa, the word for you today is happiness.
Okay.
And she's saying, whatever brings you joy, she's saying, focus on that. Focus on your happiness because it's really, really important, okay?
Right.
Okay, where is she showing me here? Okay, and she's saying, you've got to have faith. She's saying, you can't see what's ahead of you. And she's saying, I'm getting a little peek. The angels are showing me. And something, really amazing is on the horizon for you and your family, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to trust. And she's working with those angels behind the scenes, okay? And she's saying, I'm just giving you a little heads up. It's going to be positive. So she's
all
saying,
right.
Please, feel joy, feel that hope, be filled with faith, okay? And know that, the angels are always with you, okay?
All right.
It's really important, at this time to just try to stay at peace, okay?
Uh-huh.
Have a little time to meditate within, okay, and it's really going to help you. It's going to be important right now. It's sort of like a necessity, okay?
Yeah.
I agree
with that.
And but Trish, you know what? Happy changes are coming. You've got to believe that, okay?
Right.
And she's showing me like you walking with your family, and you guys are like, you're walking in a different direction, okay?
Uh-huh.
And she's just saying, and I'm getting like there's a sign that says next stop is happiness. So you're walking towards the happiness that you so deserve, okay? And you do deserve to be happy. It's birthright, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So please, just imagine life as you want it to be. Feel it as if it's already here, okay? There's happiness, there's positive changes. And there's blessings that are coming your way.
Wonderful.
Okay, so please, just feel that. And I don't know, but have you seen hummingbirds? Do you resonate with hummingbirds? Because Ginger is just playing with a hummingbird. Yeah?
I have them right, so I can see them right at my front door.
Well, they're telling you, Teresa, get ready for your new adventure. Okay?
Okay.
They're saying, please don't. About what has gone wrong in your life, and trust that you're just going through like some challenges with your family, you're going through some tests, and again, keep affirming, like, on a daily basis, all is well, okay?
Well, all is well.
And that's what the hummingbird is trying to tell you, okay?
Okay.
You know, and I know that, like, you don't feel the safety that you want to have right now. You don't have that comfort. It's more or less, you know, it's each day is just like a new adventure right now. And what the hummingbird is saying, you know, this is an invitation for you to just explore that unknown, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to really, you know, by going through this, you're going to achieve something amazing, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you've just got to, like, sit, like, take that little bit of time and just, you know, go within and connect. And it's sort of like, you know, you yourself, you're getting this beautiful pair of wings, Teresa, okay?
Uh-huh.
So please don't, like I said, don't, you know, let this get you down and be, you know, a little bit crazy during this time. And your little inner child is, she's sitting right next to you and she's saying, I'm holding your hand. It's going to be okay. Okay?
Okay.
She's holding your hand and she's saying, you know, she's going to bring you some wisdom that you need. Okay? She's going to bring you joy. She's going to bring you happiness. She's going to show you all the possibilities that are ahead of you, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, you know, you've been to the beach with me a couple of times. You know the drill. You know, release all this, you know, grown-up stuff and you know, forget about it a little bit here and there and have some fun, okay? And when you're with me, you're going to get to, like, when I'm with my grandson Jackson, I get down with him and it's like I see things for the first time. It's so amazingly beautiful, okay?
Yes.
So you really have to, you know, connect with that childlike wonder. And you do have two beautiful grown-up children, but I'm sure, you know, when you get together, the three of us could act like children and have a little bit of fun, okay?
Well, we do. Make me feel so good. Yeah.
Yes, and with beautiful animals, of course, you know. Like you can't control, this little child is saying, you know, if you can't control something, let go and let God, you know?
Yes.
And she's this beautiful little girl. She's wearing her hair, and I can't see one of her eyes. And she has, oh, my gosh, she has, what are those yellow flowers called that you blow on them and you make a wish? They were yellow flowers. Dandelion.
Uh-huh.
She has a dandelion that turned white, and she's like saying, she has it up to your lips, and she's asking you to blow, make a wish, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's there. She wants you to just know that she's going to be there for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me see. Okay. And she's saying, she's stepping back and she's letting the angels come in, okay? And she's saying, follow the angels, Therese. They're all around you. They're going to help you to, you know, to take the right action that you need to take, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, there's going to be a beautiful healing that takes place. Okay. And she's saying that, you know, you deserve, you know, to have what you're wanting. And she's saying you've got to trust, you know, what you feel inside because you're very wise and you're very intuitive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she's saying surrender, like, the situation, you know, to the divine. Let go and let God and let destiny finally take its course, okay?
Okay.
You're going to find that you're going to be in a beautiful place when all is said and done, Teresa, and that's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and to Jesus, hon. God bless.
Thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
Okay, Teresa, we are going to first make some statements to your innate body. So you will just repeat what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I open up to love.
Dear innate, I know I don't know how, but I'll open up to love.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I choose happiness.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I choose happiness.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I trust in God.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I trust in God.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go of the past.
dear innate, even though I don't know how, I'll let go of the past.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I'll stand in my power.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Well, it felt wonderful. I slept wrong. A little bit of a crick in my back, so it's kind of uncomfortable. I've just been kind of stretching all morning.
Okay, let's add one more then. Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release the pain in my back.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release this pain in my back.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel now?
Peaceful.
Okay.
Nice and peaceful. Yeah.
Wonderful. And here is what Jesus wants to say to you.
Thank
My
you.
Beloved one, you are stepping in to who you really are. You are stepping into your truth, into your power, into your life. And it is time. It is time for you to recognize yourself. It is time for you to recognize your choices. It is time for you to create what you truly love. You have spent most of your life doing everything for everyone else, making sure that everyone else was happy and felt loved and content and all of those wonderful things, but you did not give that time to yourself. And it is now time for you to give that time to yourself, to let everyone else be however they are being. It is not your job to save them or fix them. It is not your job. You are only responsible for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for you to decide what is important for you and to start living that. And don't forget to make those statements to allow your innate body to assist you in letting go of whatever it is that you need to let go of. This is about recognizing that you have the right, the absolute right, to have a beautiful life. And you can just make one of those statements saying, dear innate, even though I don't know how, I choose to have a beautiful life. Because these changes don't happen because you know how. They happen because you are choosing them. The how is actually not up to you anyway, because you're not doing
right.
this alone.
Right.
So you don't need to know how. You don't need to satisfy the curiosity of your brain. You can just open your heart and trust. And that is how your life will change. We are here for you, always. Talk to us whenever you have any questions, any doubts, any fears. Let your innate take them away. And talk to us about what it is that you really need to know, what it is that you really need to do, if there is anything that you do need to do. Because so often it is more about who you are being than what you are doing.
Right.
Welcome to your life, beloved.
Huh.
It is time for you to enjoy it. You are loved. And you deserve it. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to you.
Thank you, Barbara, for those beautiful messages. Thank you both.
You are welcome. And thank you for calling and, you know, check back in. Let us know how you're doing.
I promise I will. You guys have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye, Therese.
All right, our next caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Okay, I was supposed to go to work, but I had some pain in my stomach, and I'm still home.
Okay.
So my question is related to Matthew, and what do you see for me and him?
Okay, let's see what DC is getting.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Okay. You know what? The first thing that I was getting before you asked about Matthew was that you've got to have the courage to live your dreams. Okay? Just
okay.
Be yourself and, you know, do what your heart, you know, wants you to do. What is it that you're feeling in your heart, you know, right now? And I just feel like I feel like there's like such a sadness with you. You're not smiling, okay?
Yeah.
Is what the angels are showing me. And Mother Mary is coming in, and she's asking you to really, you've got to get in touch with your true feelings regarding you and Matthew, okay? There's a need for you to be honest with yourself, okay? Are there some things about the situation that you may need to, you know, like really admit to yourself? Okay, think about what you're thinking. Think about what you're feeling. Is there anything right now that is confusing you about the situation? There probably is, or you wouldn't be calling in, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've really got to go within and you've got to, you know, think about, like, what it is that you're feeling and why you're feeling it, okay? And know that, you know, this isn't saying that it's wrong or it's right or anything like that. It's just that by doing this, it's going to help you to, you know, to go forward and to get the guidance that you need to get, okay?
Okay.
Okay. let me see. Okay. Now, I'm seeing someone, I don't know if this is Matthew, but I'm seeing that there's going to be a relationship that you find yourself in. It's very positive, okay? And I just see all these little hearts, like, around you and this special someone, okay? And this person has the beautiful spiritual energy that you have.
Okay. Well, okay? That's not Matthew.
Okay. So is Matthew a gentleman that is sort of like, he's very, very, he's like he's got a powerful energy, but he's also
yeah.
at times a little bit like controlling. He could charm you in one instant, and then the other, you could turn around and you're like, oh my gosh, like what was that? I don't even recognize him, you know?
Yeah.
He is very magnetic. Okay, he is very magnetic and everything, but I'm sort of getting like, you know, the angels are like putting the brakes on with this guy. Okay, you've got to be careful with him, okay?
Okay.
It's sort of like he's you know, he's turned to the side, and you can only see like part of him, and you
mm-hmm.
don't see the other side of him. So you're only seeing one side of this person, okay?
Mhm.
Okay, so he's not revealing the entire person to you, okay? Again, like you said, he could be very mysterious. He's charming and everything, but in the same respect, he's very manipulative. He's controlling. So be careful with this relationship, hon, okay?
Okay.
And allow Mother Mary and the angels, you know, to help you out, okay, as well?
Yes.
Okay, but I do see, like I said, a beautiful spiritual relationship coming your way. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be really, really amazing. And I feel like the person that I'm seeing that you're going to have, like, a really beautiful relationship with has lighter hair.
Okay.
So that's what I've gotten. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and Jesus, hon. Please try to smile, you know, a little bit more. And, you know, take some time out and just, you know, the weather is beautiful. Smell the roses. And you've got to focus more so on what you're wanting, not what you don't want, and be grateful for what you have, okay? And just know, Lisa,
yeah.
that you are loved conditionally. The angels are gathering around you. Mother Mary is with you, okay? And you are loved dearly. And everything starts by you loving yourself first, okay?
Yes.
So make sure that you love yourself first and know that there's nothing, you know, there's nothing to worry about, okay? That the angels are with you and that they'll help you through this. Just ask for their help and allow them to guide you through the situation, okay?
That sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless you. Inviting in Barbara and Jesus. Thank you.
Okay, we are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. So here's your first one. Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release this heaviness.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release this heaviness.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go of worry.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go of worry.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go of all of this energy connected with Matthew.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go of all this energy connected to Matthew.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release all of this sickness from my body.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release all the sickness from my body.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go of all of this tension that I've stored in me.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go of all the tension in me.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I trust that everything will be fine.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I trust that everything will work out.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go of the need to know.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I let go of the need to know how.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I love myself.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I love myself.
I take another nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
True.
Yeah. Like you have this bundle of energy connected with Matthew and you and everything about it and everything about life. And it wasn't happy energy. It was more worry energy.
Yeah.
You had to let all that go. In order to let anything good come into your life, you have to let go of all of that negativity that you have around it. Because otherwise, you're not actually going to allow anything good. You're only going to allow the negativity. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, of whatever's coming up. You can just say, dear innate, I release stress, I release worry, I release doubt, I release fear. You know,
but
just let
innate,
it all go.
Why is it called innate?
We have an innate body, and we actually have several different bodies. We have our physical body, we have a mental body, we have an emotional body, we have an astral body, we have a casual body, we have all of these different bodies, and the innate is one of the bodies that we have. And the innate is a wonderful body because it works with us on releasing energies from all of our bodies, from all of our minds, from every aspect of our being.
So when we are asking the innate to work on helping us let go, we are truly letting go. We are letting go of the thoughts, the feelings, and everything connected with it. We are really clearing out the energy from all of our being. And that's one of the beautiful things about the innate. It's very powerful. And it's here just for us.
Yes. Thank you. I love you both, and I love your show.
Aw, and we love you.
Truly love you, honey. Stay in touch.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
And thanks for calling. Okay. All right, DC, we have dealt with all of our callers, so I guess it is time for us to end the show.
Well, I am just so happy that I was able to be with you today on the show. It was amazing.
Me too.
I just, oh my goodness, Barbara, I had such a cold. I get these little germs from my little grandchildren, and I can't get rid of them. I said they're like super bugs or something. Goodness. But I'm getting over it, thank goodness. And it's just,
okay.
If I don't have that daily dose of vitamin G when I'm supposed to have it, it just seems like I could take all the vitamins in the world and it doesn't add up to this beautiful time together.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
I'm
holding this. Just keep getting better and go ahead.
And Barbara, I have a question. Ginger's saying she's got to ask a question of Jesus.
Okay.
That there's someone out there that needs to hear an answer to this, okay?
Okay.
She's saying there's a beautiful person out there that's not going to be where they are presently, and she's just saying, you know, like, can Jesus tell them, you know, sometimes we're not meant to be where we are, that we're supposed to move on and, you know, and take a whole new path. And even though, like, everything is sort of, like, in a crazy, crazy state right now, that it will calm down and everything will get better, she wants to have Jesus' take on this. She's saying, you know, please give me your guidance.
Okay. All right. Here's what Jesus says.
Thank you.
Beloved one, we want you to understand that things are not meant to be as you expect them to be. And it's not that there's anything wrong with your expectations. It's that your expectations are based on what you know. And what you know is what you have lived. And there is so much more to life than you know. And so if things always came out the way that you expected, you would actually be limiting everything about your life and everything about you. So things do not work out as you expect. And that is one of the reasons why you turn things over to a higher power, whatever you see that higher power as, because that higher power has access to so much more information than you have with your brain. And things can turn out so much better and so much more unexpectedly than you expected. So letting go is actually allowing yourself to have more. It's not settling. It's not saying, oh my gosh, I can't have it as good as I want it. I'll have to settle for this. That is not what we are talking about. Letting go and releasing to that higher power allows things to exceed your expectations, exceed your mind's ability to imagine how things could be. It allows your life to be so much more. So do not get stuck in the belief that if things have to work out the way that you expect, let that go. Let that go and move forward in living a life that is truly, truly magnificent, because that is what the Creator desires for you. And it's time for you to recognize that you deserve that. Open up and accept that love. And if you are having problems doing that, then please use the Dear Innate statement. Dear Innate, even though I don't know how, I let go of my expectations. Breathe into that and let it happen. Okay, that's what she wanted to say.
Oh, beautiful, Barbara, and thank you, Jesus. I believe the person, you know, received that message. I want to thank you for that.
You are welcome. All right. I think we are done now. Feels like we are.
Yes. And
all right,
have a blessed rest of
you.
Everyone, thank you for joining us. I feel like the sunshine in me is as bright as the sunshine outside.
Yay! Well, wonderful. Okay, everyone, we will be back next Tuesday. We hope you have a beautiful weekend, and we send you lots of love. And goodbye, everybody.
Bye.